I want a man to dismantle me because my boyfriend can't handle me. That was the first stanza of the item sung by beautiful, innocent, black 5-year-olds in the graduation class at the basic school on one of the lanes some years ago. I had gone there expecting that the item would be something like, Jesus loves me, yes I know, or I'm a possibility. Most of the audience, made up of the near teenage parents and some very young grandmothers, reacted as their little ones gyrated to the lyrics. Watch out them ripey. Now, I remembered that event this week when two of our most senior prosecutors lamented the increase in horrible sex crimes appearing on their circuit court dockets. Most of these cases will take long or may even never get to trial, while the damage done by the hypersexualizing of our children, the deepening disrespect suffered by Jamaican women, all of those things increase. Even as we leaders and pundits feign outrage at sexual harassment. Feign? You think that's too harsh and unfair? Well, not really. When the dominant promotions on the radio and the most popular social media outlets are for what? Bacchanal, gambling, and liquor drinking. There is no money to encourage self-respect. Hey, it's that very different from show-off and self-obsession. No money for commitment to love and care for others to be promoted. That's very different from using and throwing people away. Very few resources to build a public ethic of love for purposeful work, not for advantage-taking like the banks and the big boys do to us, or the largely mouth talk of some of us politicians and priests. Now the scamming and gunmanship of some ghetto youth. Our country needs an antidote to the brogad culture. Boogie and party are fine. They're fine as recreation after hard and productive work. Often, because there's very little else that is attractive, we, and I'm not talking about the artists now, treat entertainment as a substitute for hard work. So when the session finishes at 5 o'clock in the morning, who feeds you and your family that day and the next? In which day job or class can you perform well? Do you think that mumbling, drink responsibly at the end of the promotion will have any effect? Look here. Idleness, wrong stimulation, and value-weak schooling all add up to the context of looseness and depravity, resulting in domestic violence, sexual abuse, and murder, only the smallest fraction of which ends up on the circuit court list. Jamaican women correctly insist that they should be free to live their lives as they wish. Believe me, men feel just the same. If all of us are not taught about the necessity of self-restraint and respect for others in the exercise of our personal freedom, well, the chaos and the gruesome disorder of our time will get inevitably worse, no matter what laws we pass or how many of them we imprison or kill. Last week, Dr. Horace Chang told us that he really gets it. Who among his colleagues who constructed this year's national budget understood what the Minister of National Security said about the imperative of proper socialization for our boys? And the girls too, Dr. Horace. Where are young persons learning about wholesome sexual ethics, for example, or how to manage this predatory capitalist political economy we have? Remember the tune, I want a man to dismantle me. Him say him have feelings, me a pause upon the screamings. Him a worry say me gee him bun, me a fret say as your quint it come. And then the chorus, I want a man to dismantle me. Hey, who taught them that? And who would have thought that these lyrics were appropriate for them? The most seductive advertisement in the midst of lockdown, no school, little food, lost jobs, and pent-up emotional feelings, is that you can get winnings every 4 minutes if only you keep on betting. It's the clearest message of a dominant, decadent ethos. And guess who gave those people the license to take away more of our money? Remember what was said some time ago? I said it about the systemic transfer of the resources of the poor to the rich in this country. Well, the principal of one high school told me recently that he usually loses 5 or 6 grade 10 and 11 girls each year to pregnancy. Look here, so far this academic year, of the students that he has been able to be in contact with, the number is over 20. And we should be no more surprised at that than we should be at the statistics offered by the shocked prosecutors or at the lyrics of those preschoolers. Thankfully, there is hope. Last week, I was Terry's giveaway father at her simple and beautiful wedding. After a rugged life on the street, no job, difficult children, she and her man made the vow to deal with the dirty tough of life together. They are a testament against selfishness and despair. Love is a decision, you know, not just a feeling. The redemptive, and really that's a very appropriate adjective, is there not? At this time of Easter, Passover, and springtime, the redemptive approach to the social pop-down starts with getting the basic and the infant school children back to school as quickly as possible. Vaccinate the teachers and the caregivers, and feed the children properly. Then offer them a brain builder's curriculum. The Ministry of Education has it, you know, full of stories, Bible verses, memory gems, and habit building games about simple good things in their environment, about manners, about compassion and caring. Teach them to pray and to play, to love the color of their skin, their hair, their history. Retrain the teachers and pay them what they are really worth. Forget about the summer holidays coming up. Keep going, or else they will continue irreparable loss of human capital. Hello, human capital is more sacred than the primary surplus, you know. More sexual abuse and estranged lover killings, not to mention the leeching of idle, hungry, bright boys into gangs. And Prime Minister, Minister of National Security, Minister of Finance, Andrew, Horace, Nigel, and all of the others, please, please find the little small money to make this start. It's worth it. Check me next time.